Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air. Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Oh, kids, let's go.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
What? I think I'm going to throw up. I really think I might throw up.
Why are you throwing up?
Because I've wanted this for so long. And it's here. And just hearing that intro and hearing the Kelly Mano radio show just makes me want to throw. It actually gives me like the nervous stomach, like I got to poop. But welcome. Welcome to the Kelly Mano Radio Show. I am so excited that you are here and that you are listening. You're probably here because we made a really stupid video. My name is Kelly Mano. This guy over here is my husband.
What up? Jimmy Mano here.
Yeah, his name is Jimmy. And he's helping me today. He's not going to be here all the time, but I needed somebody to hold my hand throughout this first show. And so, yeah, we've been really busy all week making this funny video to promote my new radio show. It's going to be hosted right here on kellymano.com every Monday afternoon. And I assume a lot of you are going to have some questions. And what do you think, Jimmy, the first question people are going to ask me is?
People are going to want to know, are you still a photographer?
Okay, then I will answer a question with a question. Do we still have a mortgage?
We do.
Oh, okay, great. Well, then I'm still a wedding photographer.
That's good.
No, I am absolutely still a wedding photographer. I've been in the business a little over 10 years. I run a blog, kellymano.com. That's kind of where the blog got started was through my photography. I'm still a photographer. I'm still going to be a photographer. As a matter of fact, I have a wedding this weekend. I'm excited to see Hannah. But radio is something that has always been in my background. It's something I went to school for. I worked in it for a long time, which is actually how you and I met each other. We'll get into that a little bit later. But yeah, so I went to school for photography. I went to school for radio. The last couple of years I've been doing photography. I've been wanting to get back into radio. And this is the venue I chose. I guess it's technically called a podcast. But, you know, podcasts have come a long way. When people first started those, it kind of sounded like a creepy kid in the basement. But they've really come a long way. A lot of celebrities have them now. It's kind of like online dating because, you know, 15 years ago, online dating was super creepy. Now it's super normal. I kind of feel the same way about a podcast. And when it comes to this radio show and how I'm going to streamline the photography and streamline the radio at the same time, it's kind of like, so you know when like those really famous actors have like these great careers and they're really successful at what they do, and then they like join a band and everybody rolls their eyes?
Or they decide they're going to be a painter.
Yeah, but it's more like Jared Leto, like Juliette Lewis. Like, they've got these great careers, and then, like, they're like, dude, I got to do my art. So they, like, run off and start a band. Well, that's what I'm doing right now. So, like, roll your eyes all you want. I love photography. It pays the bills. It's my job. But this is kind of something that I've had a passion for a long time, and it's something that's been in the works for a long time, and it's here. So you're listening to the Kelly Mano Show. I've got all these fun, awesome buttons in front of me. What does this one do?
The Kelly Mano Show.
Woo! It sounds so awesome. And I've got the pig, of course.
And that really is our pig.
Yeah, well, we have a pet pig. We can get into that a little bit later. Now, did you give me a fart? Because I specifically asked for a fart. That is disgusting.
That is really one of my farts, actually.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
Why couldn't you give me just a normal fart? Like, no. That sounds like somebody crapping their pants.
No, hit it again.
That's going to make me throw up. Like, people listen to this in the morning. They haven't even had breakfast yet, and it sounds like someone squeaked one out in their underwear.
Yeah, I squeaked one out in my underwear. I had a microphone.
That's disgusting. So a lot of people, you know, based on the little video that we made, had a lot of guesses on what I was going to be doing next.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody guessed I was going to be a makeup artist.
Yeah, I believe someone guessed you were going to be a clown.
Yeah, somebody guessed that we were adopting a baby, which I would not surprise me because we like to adopt things. And the thing that people guessed the most was that the Manos were going to have a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this has been kind of an ongoing conversation with a lot of people, especially on Facebook, because for some reason people think we should have a reality show.
Well, we do have a circus that operates daily in our home.
But aren't most families kind of a circus?
No, not to this degree.
Okay. The Manos will never do a reality show. I'm going to say that right now. And the reason that we will never do a reality show is because reality shows are not real anymore. And they all end up divorced. And we don't plan on doing that, right, honey?
No.
Okay. So, you know, if you go back in time, if you were a kid of the 90s like I am, then you remember The Real World, which was literally the first reality show. Branching out of that, the one and only truly authentic reality show that I can remember is The Osbournes. They absolutely, you know, kicked off the reality genre. It was on MTV. It was completely unscripted. And that's the only family that's still married. Because what happens is these reality shows, you know, get taken on by producers, directors, and they become scripted. And then they're ruined. I think that right after The Osbournes came what? The Anna Nicole Smith Show?
That was right around the same time, yeah.
That was the next big one. And that one, I mean, you could tell that one was a little bit more scripted. But then you get into what we have today, which is, you know, John and Kate plus 8 and the Honey Boo Boo. And so what happens is, you know, the first Honey Boo Boo episode is great and it's authentic. And, you know, she farts a lot. And, you know, then the producer's like, hey, they love it when you fart.
Hey, what did it sound like when she farted?
Like this. So then the producers, you know, they're like, hey, we love when you fart. And, you know, so now we're going to do that every episode. And so if the Mano's got a reality show, you know, episode one would be me like going to the grocery store without my bra. And then that would become a thing. And then it'd be like, hey, let's script a day where you guys go to Six Flags and Kelly forgets her bra. It would never work. If reality shows were like they were a long, long, long time ago, maybe we'd consider it. But I think that this radio show might actually kind of quench the thirst of those who've been wanting a Mano reality show, because at least it is something on the air. Because if you follow my Facebook, if you follow my blog, this show is going to pretty much be the same thing. I'm going to talk about things I do, things that my kids do. I'm going to play the music I like. I'm going to tell stories. We're going to talk about current events. You know what we're not going to talk about?
What's that?
You know who's really nervous right now?
Who?
The kid's principal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, okay, we already have this idiot on Facebook, and she already has a blog that you know, that embarrasses us. But, you know, we already said that the one and only thing that is going to be off limits completely is the kid's school.
Yeah, considering the number of times that you've had your hands lightly slapped.
Well, listen, so it's not that I don't have a filter. It's just that I don't have that thing in my brain that says, like, this probably isn't a good idea, or you should not share this. And so, you know, we love the kids' school. So that's going to be the one thing that's off topic. Can you think of anything else that is going to be off limits?
I'll know when you bring it up. Yeah. And then I'll give you the big shut your mouth.
Well, so for those who don't know, Jimmy and I met working for the Stephen DC Morning Radio Show a long time ago. And I think I already mentioned that Jimmy is not going to be here with me next week. He's hanging out with me this first week. We are going to have rotating co-hosts. And one of the first guys that's coming to join me is Dan Duffy from the Stephen DC Morning Show.
Very good.
I talked to him for a long time this morning. I know that there are a lot of old Stephen DC fans out there who missed the show. So it'll be fun to reminisce with him. And they don't know it yet, but I think we're going to call Steve on the air. Did he change his number? He hadn't changed his number, did he?
No, he's had the same number for like 20 years now.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, Steve, we're calling you. Maybe DC too. I mean, they both are doing their own thing now. They have great shows. They can come on here and promote their shows because obviously, you know, being a podcast, I'm not their competition, right?
No, you're not. And, you know, it's long overdue. I really think the world is ready for Steve and DC to kind of reunite a little bit. And I think your show here would be the appropriate place.
I think
place.
We're going to... Now, the problem is going to be getting Steve here because he likes to make up stuff like flat tires and...
We just get him on the phone. He's not going to come in.
Oh, sure he will.
Steve? You if said
I
Steve. Cook,
if, listen, if I cook him a big Italian dinner, he will come here.
From Alabama.
He'll smell it from Alabama.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back with the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. More a solo. But tonight, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. Put songs in fear. Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosion. Thank you.
Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
One, two, three, come on. We got DJ Kool and Duck Get Fresh. Rock it to the beat, cause we are the best. We got Dougie Fresh and Biz Markie. Hey. Rock it to the beat and the place to be. We got Biz Markie and DJ 20. So hit me with the horns and make that money.
It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Now, I know that that breaker said it was a Monday morning. I know it's a Tuesday morning. But this show will typically be on Monday mornings. And, honey, do you know why I played this song? I thought long and hard about what songs I was going to play my first show. But do you know why I picked DJ Kool?
Because you have some crap in your throat and you would like to clear it.
No. Because that was my jam.
Yeah?
Like, back in the day,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's just a white girl thing to be like, that's my jam, but, mm-hmm. like, back in the day when we would be at Excalibur in Collinsville and DJ Kool would come on, like, the girls would clear the dance floor, and that was my jam. Does that impress you?
I'm super impressed.
Okay.
Is that when you had one of your by now infamous dance-offs with Angela, the sparkle
stop,
girl.
Stop. We're not talking about her yet. Listen, I have a sponsor to read. I have business to do.
Okay.
And you have crap all over your forehead, so wipe it off. All right, this segment of the Kelly Mano Radio Show is brought to you by Just Dancing West, a ballroom dance studio in St. Peter's, Missouri that I go to myself. If you read my blog at kellymano.com, you know I recently started this awesome dance class for adults. I go again tomorrow. It's called the Deja Vu class. She also teaches ballroom dance classes, not just for adults, but for kids too. If you want to learn more about Just Dancing West, ballroom dancing, or how you can get in the adult class like I am and shake your booty and have a lot of fun, give Lucy a call at Just Dancing West. Her number is 636-922-0222. That is Just Dancing West.
Now, hang on a second. So I know exactly the format of this class because I've seen some video clips and you've told me a little bit about it,
yeah.
But I think it would be important to let folks know. This is kind of like taking you back to kind of like your prom days back at Granite City High School, where you have a dance routine to like a contemporary song. So
right. Well, the last class we danced to Katy Perry, and this class I think we're dancing to Snoop Dogg. I think she had it down to either Snoop or Janet. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to play some Snoop later in the show because now I'm in the mood for it. And yeah, I mean, it's literally the most fun thing I've ever done. It's way cooler than Zumba. It's, you know, it's like a way for us like ladies in our 30s to get our party on and have a lot of fun. So call Lucy at Just Dancing West and you'll have a lot of fun. Call her, tell her you want the Kelly Mano class. She'll know just what it is.
Now, what if me and some of my homeboys...
Will you shut up?
No.
What?
Listen... You always bring up the fact that you were, you know, a big dancer in high school and you were part of your Granite City Warrior pom-pom squad and all that stuff. I, at Hazelwood West High School, was also on the dance squad for men called the Pride Dudes.
You did like one show.
It was incredible.
Okay. The sponsorship is over. Can we move on with the show now?
We can, yeah.
Okay. So it just occurred to me that a lot of people may not have any idea who I am. A lot of people probably listened to me on the radio in the past, many on like the Stephen DC show or some of the other stations in town. Some of you may be brand new listeners because you just saw the stupid, you know, silly video that my husband and I made, you know, running around town with my kids gone on the first day of school. And you know, the funny thing about that video is that I posted a sneak peek of it on my Instagram, and it was the scene of you coaching me through kicking the paper towel roll into the shopping cart. Now, everybody thought that was adorable. I think somebody even put like, oh, relationship goals. Like they thought it was so cute that we like literally, you know, were doing all this fun together stuff. What they didn't know is that you were like ready to kill me during that clip.
Well, first of all, that piece of the video you weren't fond of at all. That is not something you wanted to do at the time, kick a field goal.
No, we had been acting like a-holes and schnooks for like an hour, and it was really late at night, and I wanted to go home. And
yeah.
You wanted me to kick a field goal with the paper towel, and it was hard to do.
Well, the truly frustrating thing is you were a soccer player throughout high school and college. Kicking something straight seems like something that you should be able to do.
Yeah.
Paper towel not being a roll of paper towels, you, not being too.
I know, but you were also like getting like mad because I was so bad at it. And you know what? I think we have the outtakes, don't we?
I believe we
do. So how about this? So later tonight, first of all, I've got to take a giant nap because we have not slept in like 2 days. Let's say like maybe after like 5 o'clock today, go to kellymano.com and I will post all of the outtakes of me trying to kick that stupid paper towel into the shopping cart that everybody thought was so cute that you nearly killed me over.
And there was an old man at the end of the aisle.
He cheered for me though. Like your back was to him. And that was the crazy guy that we kept like, you know, that awkward thing where you're like grocery shopping and you go down that first aisle and you pass a stranger and then you know you're going to pass the same person every aisle the rest of the store because you're on the same pattern. Well, we're on the same pattern as this guy and we're acting like a-holes. We're not normal shoppers, okay? I'm like singing into a cucumber. But this guy was literally just as crazy as we were. So by the time I was kicking the paper towels, I mean, he was cheering me on. So Schnooks needs to up their security clearly.
Yeah, we shouldn't be allowed there.
So anyway, what I was getting into is, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Kelly Mano. I'm married to Jim Mano. We met in morning radio a long time ago. And actually, you don't know this, but I'm going to play a clip later. And it's not a clip that you probably have heard in a long, long time. But that's going to come at the end of the show. We live together here in beautiful St. Louis, Missouri. We have 3 kids, 2 dogs, and recently, about half a year ago, adopted a pet pig. His name is Piggy Smalls, and he goes by the Notorious P.I.G. And no matter what else I talk about, everybody always wants to hear about the pig. And so I know a lot of people had some questions on Facebook about the pig. So why don't you go through a couple of those? People always want to know. So here is the official Q&A for owning a pet pig.
There he is.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, our little baby.
Our little a-hole. Well, we're not happy with him right now. We're not happy with the pig because we had our daughter's birthday over the weekend. Our daughter Lucy turned 8 years old. We had this great party for her, and we had a slumber party. One of the aspects of the party was a piñata. All of the kids had candy, and you know, to make sure that the pig did not get into the candy, we put all the kids' candy in bags. We sealed it. We put it in their overnight bags and then sealed that. Somehow that a-hole pig still got up on the bed and ate a crap load of candy from that piñata. So when I realized it happened, I thought, oh my God, we're screwed. He's going to be so sick. But what happened was he just fell asleep. Like, his belly swelled up real big, and I texted you, and I said, the pig ate a crap ton of candy. He might get really sick. So he slept for about 4 hours, and then I'm sitting here in my office trying to work, and all of a sudden, it was like the sugar kicked in, and the pig did literally, like, 17, like, 50-yard dashes by my office. And so I started filming it, and you know what? That's something else that I'll put up on kellymano.com later today, because I did just start kind of filming him, you know, having his, like, sugar drunk candy rush running back and forth like an a-hole. At one point, our dog even walks in and looks at him like, what the hell's wrong with you?
And this is like 2 or 3 days after the pig found, you know, I just had knee surgery, so I've been using this refreezable ice pack for my knee. God. And you know, I was icing up my knee and I fell asleep, and somehow the ice pack ended up on the ground. And it was the following morning you woke up.
Yes.
And he had ripped into this thing. And this is like that blue gel material that kind of freezes and then it turns more liquid when it warms up. But it couldn't be good for you.
No.
I ended up calling the vet to double check and make sure that we didn't have to like pump his stomach. And the answer was, well, as long as he didn't eat too much of the chemicals, he should be fine.
He's fine. He's an a-hole. He's got a stomach of steel, but we love him. So here we go. Piggy Smalls. Why don't you give me 5 questions about Piggy Smalls?
Okay.
So make
them
good ones.
All right. Good ones. Good ones.
No stupid, because we're not eating him. So anybody who's asking me if we're going to eat him, just ignore that question.
Okay, for sure. All right. Let's see what we have here. Okay. Well, here's a very, very basic question. But you hear these horror stories of families that get these pigs thinking that they're getting these little bitty pigs and they're going to be cute and 30 pounds.
Yes. Yep.
And they end up 250 pounds. So Sarah Shea wants to know, how big will he get?
Okay, well, so the breeder we got him from says he's going to get about to be 40 pounds. He's 30 now, and the vet, our great vet, Dr. Tepke, kind of laughed at that and said, yeah, most pigs this size get about, you know, 75 to 125 pounds. And so if anybody ever tells you that they're selling you a micro mini pig or a Juliana mini pig, it's just basically a fancy name for a mini pot belly pig. There are some healthy pigs that stay around, you know, 40 pounds, but really they don't stay any smaller than that. So when we got Piggy Smalls, he was 5 pounds, and that was in January, and we are in August now, and he already weighs 30 pounds. So I'm not sure how big he's going to get, and there's really no way to determine this. Even if you go to a really reputable breeder, which we used Aaron's Farm, and that's spelled A-H-R-E-N-S, Aaron's Farm. We had a great relationship with them. One thing that I like about their farm is that they will always take the pigs back, no questions asked. And so that way these pigs don't end up in shelters. Pigs are a gigantic responsibility. It's just like having a dog. If you wouldn't get a dog tomorrow, don't get a pig, because they're just as much work. And so, well, I mean, the final answer is, if you're going to adopt a pig, you got to be ready for that pig to get huge. I mean, Google Esther the Wonder Pig, and that is a couple of gay guys who adopted this little mini pig, and it grew into a 600-pound factory farm hog. Not even just a full-size potbelly pig, but a factory farm hog, and Esther is over 600 pounds. They ended up buying this beautiful sanctuary for the pig, and it is the most adorable story ever. So, you know, we bought Piggy Smalls knowing that if he grows to be 200 pounds, then we're going to have a 200-pound pig, and that's the bottom line. So having a pig is a huge, huge, huge commitment, and, you know, you just got to be prepared for them to get as big as they're going to grow. Next question.
Yeah, next question asked by several different people, Jeff Nowd, Tina Worthen. How long did it take to potty train Piggy Smalls?
Oh my gosh, like a day, maybe 2 days. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Pigs are smarter than dogs. He potty trained almost immediately, but what we realized was that he would just go stand at the door when he needed to go potty, to whereas the dogs would bark. And so since he didn't really know to make a noise, we hung a little bell, and he rings a bell when he has to go potty. People think we're crazy. And to potty train him, I crate trained him exactly like you crate train a dog, just like I crate trained our other two dogs, crate trained the pig. Put a little pig there, a little bell there. He rings it with his snout. He goes potty. Yeah, less than 2 days to potty train him.
Very good. Several folks, again, want to know, what does he eat?
He eats, so I call it grain. You can't buy it at a regular pet store. So if you're going to get a pig, you need to live by a farm store, which luckily we do. We're in the Midwest. So it's like a big bag of like hard dog food, but it's hard pig food. And I mix that every day with water and fresh vegetables. And, you know, he eats 2 to 3 times a day, just like a dog.
Mm-hmm. Sherry Rosenberger wants to know, does he sleep normal hours? What's his sleeping habits?
Yeah, well, oh gosh, we've got that funny video. When we first got him, a lot like a puppy, he used to squeal at night. And maybe I'll find that and throw it up on the blog today, too. But yeah, so he sleeps really well at night. He does get up a little bit early. He gets up at like 6 a.m., and that's a little early for us. But other than that, you know, he goes to bed at like 10 or 11 in his crate, and he sleeps till about 6 a.m., so.
Last question.
All right.
Does he smell bad?
Not at all. Actually, I think our dogs smell worse than our pig. You know, I give him a bath like once a month, but pigs are really clean animals. If you have a big full-size factory farm, they probably love the mud. Our pig has no interest in the mud. So he lives in our house just like a dog. He sleeps on the couch. He snuggles with us. It's like he's got the personality of a dog and a cat. Because, you know, like, dogs like love you, and cats, like, you're never sure if they want to kill you in your sleep. And so the pig has a little bit of that cat in him, where, you know, you got to make sure you're on his terms and that he wants to hang out with you that day. But for the most part, he loves us a whole lot.
No, he's very similar to a dog, like you said. However, he does not have, I guess, the depth perception that a dog has.
Well, because his eyes are on the side of his head, like a horse.
Yeah, so this is the single largest kind of drawback of having a pig, at least in our case. Whereas if you're laying on a bed or a couch and a dog wants to jump up and be next to you, the dog is smart enough to avoid landing on you. The dog will, you know, jump next to you and will crawl over you and will do whatever it can to not hurt you. The dumb pig will jump directly on you, will walk on you. And the thing is, he only weighs 30 pounds. I realize that's not much. However, he is a very, very solid 30 pounds on his very, very sharp, hard hooves. So when he lands on you, it hurts like hell.
Yeah, no. We have lots and lots and lots of pig injuries. So there is your official first Piggy Smalls Q&A on the Kelly Mano Radio Show. We are going to go to a quick break. Don't forget to check out kellymano.com later today. I will have not only outtakes of our shopping trip when I clearly could not kick paper towels, but also outtakes of the pig high on candy. So be sure to check kellymano later today.
LaterToday.com.
Thank God you're doing this with me today.
Oh, say what?
live from New York City. Mr. Bismarck, grab the mic and get busy.
Can I kick it?
Yes, yeah.
You know that I can do it with the mic on my hand.
Yeah.
You remember that? Oh, oh, one, two, yo, that is that. Tick tock, tock, and tick tock, and do the die. No matter what I say, it always come on fly. The ladies in here, they're like fruit in a cup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Yo, Dougie Fresh, my fella, my man.
The Kelly Mano Show. The Kelly Mano Show.
Listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show, the first ever Kelly Mano Radio Show, and my husband is here hanging out with me for the first day, and I just put a piece of paper in front of you because we have another sponsor, and I thought you could probably do this one way better than I can, but I know you're long-winded, so I'm giving you 60 seconds. Go.
I am long-winded, but this is a place that I could speak very passionately about. Ooh, I haven't done like a live read in like 12 years or something. This is crazy. I would love to tell you all about the most incredible music store that I've ever experienced. It's a wonderful place up in Hazelwood, Dale's Music. And I got to tell you, I started taking guitar lessons personally at Dale's Music when I was 9 years old. That is 29 years ago. I'm 38 now. After I took guitar lessons there from one of their wonderful teachers for years and years, I became a guitar teacher there. So I know the company very intimately. And as far as guitars, basses, drums, keyboards, they have everything you could possibly want from a beginner level all the way up to a pro level, live sound, pro audio, anything that you could possibly need. They give lessons on pretty much all of those major instruments.
And, you know, looking back in my childhood, you know, I have very few regrets, but I would say one of them is that I never played a musical instrument. I mean, as an adult, I really wish I could just sit down and play the piano or the guitar. And music is a really big part of our family. Our kids take music lessons. And if you want to learn more about Dale's Music in Hazelwood, you can go visit them at 6235 North Lindbergh Boulevard in Hazelwood, Missouri. Their hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. or 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Jimmy, what about Saturday?
Saturday, 10 to 5. And let's see if I still remember this phone number 29 years later. 314-895-3403. Talk to Greg. Greg is the owner there at Dale's, and you tell him that Jimmy and Kelly sent ya.
If he changed his number, you're going to feel really stupid now.
He doesn't change.
And you know, the sponsors on this show are really, really important because, you know, when I got this idea to do this radio show, I wanted to do it for a long time. I knew I would need a lot of support. For a long time, I've had people who have approached me to advertise on my blog. It's not an avenue I ever took because I didn't feel like my blog was there to make money. I felt like it was there to advertise my photography. I'm not a salesperson. I'm not an analytics person. I didn't even want to deal. You know, a lot of people said, why aren't you making money on your blog? I just didn't want to. So when it came time to start building this radio show, I started reaching out to some people that, you know, might want to invest and support this show. And to be honest, I've been floored with how many people have been interested in that. And so thank you to Dale's. Thank you to Just Dancing. Thank you to so many other people we're going to be talking about in the upcoming weeks to tell you about. So here we go. So do you think that I officially creeped people out with that list I wrote of names on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, the list of 10 names, folks that have no idea why they are on a list.
Yeah, so I've got this book. When I kind of got this idea, when I really decided that I was going to do this on my own, do my own show, I've got this little notebook that I started writing down ideas in, and I wrote down these 10 names because I knew when I wanted to do this show that I wanted to do it on my own, but I also want company. I want somebody with me. And so I sort of brainstormed as quickly as I could people that I thought were quick and funny and interesting and knew how to move a conversation forward. So those were kind of like my top 10 list of people I would love to have on the show. It's not a complete list. If you want to come hang out with me, let me know. You know, give me a call, give me an email. I'm really easy to find on Facebook, Kelly Mano. My Instagram is Kelly Mano Photography. I'm sure we'll get like an official email sometime soon.
Sure.
Maybe we should have thought about that. The thing is, we haven't branded the show yet. A question that a lot of people are going to say is, you know, you were on regular radio for so long, something that we call in the business terrestrial radio. Why aren't you back on that again? And there is actually a much bigger answer to this, but the first answer is money. Anyone who's been in the radio business knows that it doesn't pay well. My first ever internship, I won't say the station and I won't say the jock, but my internship in radio, there was a jock that did the daytime shift, and she was amazing. I mean, I wanted to be her. She was the greatest DJ ever. And I started interning at this station, and we had to go to an event, and the interns had to pile in cars, and I ended up in her car. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, you know, this chick is famous to me. And we get in the car, and literally there's a hole like the size of a soda can in her floorboard, and you could see the street underneath. And I thought, she's this big radio DJ. I mean, she was huge. And I'm like, why is there a hole in her floor? And then I got a real job in radio. And I'm like, oh, now I know why all the jocks' cars have holes in their floor. So no, I love terrestrial radio. I don't think it's dead. I listen to it myself. I think it would take a long time for me to work my way up there. And I wasn't ready to go back there. And then I even looked into like Sirius and XM and some of those. I thought maybe I could, you know, put together a demo, an audition or something, but I don't want a boss. You know?
You don't need a boss. Everyone has access to your website.
Right.
You know, the internet's international. It's easy to get to.
And I need a little time to suck. You know, anyone who's ever started a new show or come back in radio knows that you need some time to shake the rust off. Clearly, I am just like nervous as hell today and just saying stupid things. And I hope that you guys stick with me longer than just the first couple shows, because I do promise it's going to get better. But I spent the day in the car just like 2 months ago flipping through all the radio stations here in town and just really realized that I didn't fit anywhere. You know, I want to do talk. There's only one talk station in town, which is 97.1.
One FM talk. There's AM
talk.
Well,
I can't be on AM. That's for like old people. Right?
You said that. I didn't say
okay,
that.
Okay. Well, I am. I'm like not.
Except sports talk radio, of course.
I can talk about sports. I mean, let's be clear. This show is not just like a mom show. So we can talk sports. We can talk, you know, hockey, baseball, NASCAR. We're going to run all over the place with this. But yeah, to be honest with you, I couldn't find anywhere that I was going to fit. And I don't know where this show is going to be in a year. Right now, we're going to be doing it every Monday right here at KellyMano.com. I hope and pray that it grows. I hope that we get more sponsors signed on. And, you know, maybe in a couple years, I'm doing this 5 days a week, because, hey, my kids are in school now. I got nothing to do. And if I don't work, I'm going to eat bonbons and watch Wendy Williams and get a fat ass. So,
well, you've been saying you wanted a fatter ass for a long time.
I do. I have no ass. I would give anything. Like, I'm built like Big Bird. It's like all big up top and little bitty on the bottom. And so, yeah, I always get compliments on my legs, and it's like, yeah, but you should, never mind. It's girl problems. You would not understand. Okay. So we are on segment three. Let's see. Oh, I've got a surprise for you.
Yeah.
I do have a surprise for you. I am going to take you down memory lane. Now, this is an old Stephen DC bit. It's not one that was like necessarily super popular. It wasn't on any of the CDs, but it definitely, you know, we've been married how long?
Be 12 years in November.
12 years in November. Mm-hmm. And so we met in morning radio.
In fact, you started as my intern.
Are you going to say that I slept with you to get a job again?
No, because the last time I said that, we got into a huge fight.
Well, because I can say it because it's funny, but when it comes out of your mouth, it sounds really, really bad.
Yeah, so anytime we meet someone and we talk radio with friends of ours or whatever, Kelly will say, yeah, I started out as intern, and then I slept my way to a promotion or whatever. I said it to some friends of ours, some dear friends of ours that we joke with all the time. Just last week at lunch or dinner, wherever we were. And I made the joke. I was like, yeah, she was my intern. And then we started sleeping together. She became my assistant producer. Oh, God, did you get pissed? Well,
I think I've just been really stressed out. I've been really stressed out about this show. I've been so nervous. I've been not sleeping. I've wanted this for so, so long. And so it's finally here. And then, I don't know, I just got mad at you.
Let's be honest.
What?
We weren't sleeping together. Who could sleep with all that sex going on? Woo!
You are so stupid. This is why you're not. Listen, I was trying to be cute. I was going to play something cute, and now you're annoying. And
okay.
You still have that black crap all over your forehead. So please wipe it off. I'm going to play this. I'm going to take you guys quick 8-minute clip down memory lane. Here you go.
Yeah, she has.
Shoot, I just got the message here. You know what? She broke up with her boyfriend last night.
Really?
She did?
Yes. Thus, the stage is set for she and Mano to hook up.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mano is available. I have often thought he and Kelly would make a great couple.
I've noticed they're flirty with each other.
And now that she has broken up with her boyfriend, I wonder if he came between them. If Mano came between Kelly and her boyfriend.
I think so.
Did you wreck another home? You are a tail-shaking home-breaking.
Oh, I don't think so.
Because Kelly broke up with her boyfriend.
She told me that this morning.
You've had your eye on her for a week or so.
Oh, you were the first person she told?
Interesting.
No, I was there when she wrote it on the sheet.
Well, didn't you notice she had that sign on her back today that said free agent? And I have found, believe it or not, that with Dan and Riri, it really behooves the show to have people on the show that are dating and spending a lot of time together.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way they are together and can discuss and focus on the show even when they're at home in the evening.
Yeah.
No, that way you can make show material out of fights between the two people.
Who did you have ice cream with last weekend?
Oh, I was out with my sister and her daughter.
That's not who I'm talking about. Who else was there?
Oh, the time with Kelly. That's true.
I was the time with Kelly.
Kelly.
Oh.
You went for ice cream.
Busted!
Did you have like a Coke float with two straws? One float, two straws?
No. No, we had separate items. I was giving her a guitar lesson. She just got a guitar.
Oh, is that really? What they call it?
And that's just an excuse for you to do a reach around. Here, let's work on that G-spot. No, again.
Collar, man.
Oh, my God.
Let's just revel in that for a second.
Hey, Hey, Kelly, can you hear us?
I sure can.
See what happens when you leave the room?
Yeah, I'm not even there to defend myself, you guys.
Well, that's why we've got you on the phone now.
You're horrible.
Is it true that you have feelings for Jim Mano?
Now, come on, guys.
You're not answering
that's
the question.
Not an answer.
You're dodging it.
Yeah. No, Jimmy and I are very good friends, and that's all.
Do you have feelings for him?
As a friend, of course.
Would you
He's
date
awesome.
Him? Would you date him?
DC.
Okay, I broke up with my boyfriend yesterday, so I think seeing me for a date today would be a little too soon.
Well, what about tomorrow?
Well, maybe.
How about Friday?
What about the weekend?
Well, actually, we do have a date tonight. We're going to go see Mike's dance.
You are using Vanilla Mike's recital as an excuse to hook up
with Kelly.
I had plans to see Mike's recital, and then he asked her. She said yes. We happen to be going on the same night. We're not even riding together.
You think maybe before the night's over, y'all will be licking on another ice cream cone?
Kelly.
I'm sorry, just having too much fun because they're not talking about me.
Isn't it true, Kelly, that you would, in fact, enjoy dating Jim Mano?
Oh,
isn't it true?
So loaded.
I have. How can you answer that question? I don't know because I've never dated him.
Yeah.
Isn't it true you would like to?
No. I plead the fifth. I'm not answering that question.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah. That's as good as guilty.
Well, I would not be disappointed if the two of them were to go out.
No, I think they'd be great together. Kelly is such a likable girl, and Jim's
she's
a really
cute,
nice guy.
She's cute, she's smart, she's talented.
And I think they want to go to Vegas together.
And why the heck would she want to date Jim? Well, Wait a minute. She's cute, she's talented.
You know what, though? Far be it from us to get up into anybody's business.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
This is not our business.
Thank you.
When are you going to see each other besides tonight?
I don't know. Ask
and
Jimmy.
Whose suggestion was it to go out and have ice cream?
I don't remember.
Oh, come on.
Have you gone
I really don't remember.
Huh? I totally remember. I was giving her a guitar lesson. Her brother and his wife said, hey, we're going for ice cream. You guys want to go? And
Perfect.
We said,
so
sure.
You've already met the fam, huh?
There you go.
Now, where do you teach her guitar?
I've taught her two guitar lessons at her home.
Oh! Wait a minute! Wait a minute!
He is so friggin' sly.
Wait a minute.
This is the weasel at his best.
Wait a minute. Now, I've known Jim for a couple of years now, and typically his guitar lessons happen at some sort of, like, official...
Music store or something.
Yeah, music store.
I don't work there anymore,
but
people.
But you're now doing house calls.
And was this in the evening?
No, it was in the afternoon.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Love in the
afternoon. Quick question. Kelly, how many times have you gone to see Jim's band play?
Quite a few.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
No, actually, my best friend Julie really enjoys swing music, so her and I go frequently.
Likely story.
Yeah, every time that she has come to one of my shows, she has brought like five or six of her girlfriends also. So, I mean, it's
well,
not
yeah,
like
she doesn't
that.
Want them
Kelly,
to know.
So both Kelly and Jim are swingers.
Okay, you've got to answer me a question very honestly, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever asked one of your friends, so what do you think of Jim?
Yes,
be
you have.
Honest, be honest.
Her,
what?
Well, what answer would that prove? That doesn't mean anything.
The fact that you're not answering is an answer.
Yes, it does.
Just be honest. Yes or no? Have you asked, so what do you think of Jim?
Sure.
Oh, my God!
All right, well, it's a full-fledged thing. It's developing. It's developing right before our very eyes.
And we are trying to, I don't know how else to put this, fertilize the relationship.
Nurture the conduit of love.
Nurture it, help it to grow. Because we would like to see the kids enjoy each other's company a little bit more.
I knew something was happening in that phone room. I could tell.
Listen, DC, I take credit for putting Dan and Riri together. I did my magic on those two. And look how it's
in. And you should.
See, and now I did. I said weeks ago, I said, you know, that Jim and Kelly would make a nice couple. But and also, I'm the same guy that put Vanilla Mike and the Honky together.
Oh, my gosh. What a great walk down memory lane that was.
I love it. I miss those guys.
I miss everything about, you know... Say what you want about Steve and DC. Everybody has their opinion of them. You can't fake that kind of chemistry. And just listening to that small bit just makes me realize how far I have to go. Because if I could even have, you know, a quarter of the talent that those two guys had when they were in the same room together, then, you know, I'll have a great future in this business. But so, yeah, 12 years ago, we started together and here we are. All these babies, dogs, and pigs later, and now you're helping me start my own radio show.
That's right.
Who would have thought? Who would have thunk? So thank you so much for listening to the first ever Kelly Mano radio show. I hope you stick with me. I've got a little rust to shake off, but it was so much fun to be back on the air. Jimmy, did you have fun being back on the air?
I had a great time.
Maybe,
a lot of fun.
Maybe if you're nice, I'll let you come back and visit.
Oh, I hope so.
Okay, great.
I live here, so I can visit pretty much anytime
I
want.
So. And you also know how to push all these freaking buttons. So, All right, thank you for listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Check back again next Monday at kellymano.com for the next show.
Mondays suck a little bit less
because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.